I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That a lot of teams, because everybody talked about Josh Simmons and the patella injury and all that other stuff, and it's a concern for the offensive linemen. But it seems like, according to Jeremy Fowler's report, teams weren't worried about the injury as much as they were maturity or character issues, which to me was surprising because
concerns. Yeah.
Because we didn't hear anything about it. Bink, I don't know if you did, if you and Chris heard anything about it in the lead up, but it seemed like it wasn't getting reported on at all whatsoever, other than just the injury thing for Josh Simmons. There was nothing that we heard as far as maturity or character issues were concerned until like the week of the draft really is when this came up.
That's a concern sometimes when it's effort, practice, how you
is that things. What it was? Is that what the issue was?
I don't know. I don't put a lot of stock into any of it, though, Logan, to be honest with you. There's so much crap out there about these players. Half of it's true, half of it's not. And I'm not buying because there's so much different information. Mm-hmm. You heard Ryan Nutt, who's the director of college scouting and for the Chiefs, talking about college football and how the transfer portal has changed the way that they have to evaluate players. Because on one hand, you might have a school crap on that player. You leave, you hit the transfer portal, they're going to have nothing good to say about you. Nothing. And then, of course, your new school probably will. Or in a case, you have to be careful, like James Franklin, Penn State. Probilla is transferring to Missouri, their quarterback. He did play some for Penn State, and he actually transferred at a bad time. It was before the playoffs, but he had to because of the transfer portal window.
Right.
So, but he was on board with Bo Parilla. He was like, okay, go ahead and go. He understood it. So you're probably going to get a good recommendation from him. That doesn't always happen. So whenever I hear things about certain players, kind of take it with a grain of salt, especially if they've been in the transfer portal because you don't know if you're getting good information or not.
And a guy like Josh Simmons, that could play a factor. He started out his career at San Diego State. He was a phenomenal player there.
Clean slate here.
Used that to, you know, catapult himself up to Ohio State. And you're right, Drew. I don't know if we were living under a rock or whatever it was.
It wasn't getting reported.
I hadn't heard anything about possible, shameless plug for Bank, character concerns.
Yes.
I hadn't heard anything about that. Everything I had heard about the concerns with him were the patella tendon injury. And so when I read this article from Jeremy Fowler, I was kind of surprised by it, where these executives were like, no, the injury wasn't the issue. Apparently, he doesn't always exhibit a tremendous amount of effort in practices, and he doesn't always buy into run blocking. And I read that, and I'm like, okay, I'm not concerned about that at all. That does not deter me one bit showing up to Kansas City to play under Andy Heck and Andy Reid and what these guys provide. I mean, Andy Reid's an offensive line guy. He always has been. And I'm not sure he has brought in, I mean, I'm definitely sure he hasn't brought in a tackle of this level of talent and athleticism as Josh Simmons is. I mean, you've had some talented guys, right? Eric Fisher did some good things in hindsight. At the time, we were all dogging on him, but now I wish we all think Eric Fisher should have stuck around for another 4 or 5 years to play tackle for the Chiefs because it's been a dumpster fire since he left. I also think that you look at it, he's going to buy into what this Chiefs team wants from him. I mean, you're not going to get on the field if you're not going to run block. You're not going to get on the field if you don't practice hard. And when you've got guys like Andy Reid and Andy Heck and, you know, Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and Creed Humphrey and Trey Smith that are trying to push you, right, when you may have to line up in one-on-ones against Chris Jones or George Karloftis, buddy, you're going to have to buy in pretty damn quick or you're not going to end up on this football field and you may end up out of the league pretty soon. He's going to have that come to Jesus meeting, and I think it's going to happen sooner rather than later. I have no issue. And now that I'm hearing that executives weren't concerned about the patella tendon, I'm actually more on board with the possibility that he could be a day one starter for this Kansas City Chiefs team.
Well, it depends. Scouts had various things to say about it. One scout said kind of a F blank. It was his. Another scout said his issues are more football character. He has a complete blank sense of urgency, like a total finesse player. Mental is an issue. See, you hear these things, but you can hear this almost anybody, right? You hear this almost anybody. Teddy Bridgewater was compared to Willie Beeman from the movie character.
From Any Given Sunday? I mean,
so these are ridiculous. And I'm not a huge Josh Simmons fan. I've, you know, made that clear. It was nothing about this. It's all football and the injury. Like, it's injury related. It has nothing to do with the character concerns. Because, again, it depends on who you're talking to, what kind of axe to grind with certain players. But it's a different deal. When you walk in here, it's a different situation. You're walking in when banners are flying.
Yeah.
You're walking in when the head coach is number two all time in postseason wins. You're walking in when the quarterback is only to Tom Brady as far as postseason wins.
I mean, let's not act like at Ohio State, though, he wasn't walking into the one of the best programs in the. I don't think we can act like he was at San Diego State the whole time.
No, he was. He was at San Diego State. San Diego guy transfers to Ohio State. Of course, wasn't on the championship run. He got hurt in October, wasn't in November, wasn't in the college football playoffs, had nothing to do with their national title.
Which is part of your knock against him, I think. I mean, a big part of it,
it was football-related things with the injury, because I think the injury is a freak injury that NFL teams aren't used to, those patellar injuries, and it's kind of an outside-the-box. I did not care about the character concerns,
Did you guys know that Josh Simmons and Patrick Mahomes have something in common?
What is that?
Both of their fathers played Major League Baseball.
That's right. He did play for baseball.
Josh Simmons' dad played 3 years in the Major Leagues.
He wasn't a very good player, but yeah. But he played.
That certainly counts.
Pat Mahomes Sr. was a better player.
That's fair.
Did your dad play pro baseball, Drew?
No, he was recruited by D1 schools until he blew out his knee.
Do you have time to go run a quick trip?
During the break?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.